You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What you need to know is being brought to us by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. That's Morongo Casino, and it's time for Lindsay Baseball.
There we go. I was waiting for that part. All right, so we were talking about Taylor Swift and her new album that came out last night.
Yeah.
We were today.
I know, we're just bothering everybody by even talking about that. Well, God forbid.
Well, you know what?
What?
One of your favorites ever, Cappy, also came out with a new album today, and I guess you didn't. You probably didn't even know it, did you?
Oh, wait. Whoa. We talking about Drake?
We're talking about Pearl Jam.
Oh, damn.
Pearl
I thought
Jam
you were talking about
dropped
Drake.
An album?
Really?
Wow.
Yes. They dropped their 12th studio album today.
No way.
That I did not know.
Yeah, I had no idea either.
Wow.
And I just saw someone saying that, like, exactly. What you need to know is Pearl Jam has a new album. Hello, it's 2024.
Yeah.
Got a new album. Let's see.
I would have lost my house. They have 12 albums?
I know,
who's
right?
Pearl Jam?
Oh,
ooh,
no.
Stop.
Come in here so I can punch you.
No.
Who's Pearl Jam?
I mean,
stop.
I'll even let, like, Cappy can do, like, an impression because he's pretty much spot on with Eddie Vedder.
You got Eddie Vedder?
He and L, Rendon, hand on a mill, made a gangrene.
You think that's spot on?
No, but...
Stop.
Come on, let's hear yours.
No,
come on.
I don't have one.
Come on,
I never claimed to have a spot on Eddie Vedder.
I didn't know who Pearl Jam is, man.
You don't know who Pearl Jam is?
There's no way.
Give me
an impression.
When were you born again?
98.
Okay, you might have missed it. Yeah.
Oh, he definitely missed it.
You might have missed that. Okay.
Come on, Big D. I mean, Lil D. You don't know who Pearl Jam is. For real?
I don't.
Oh, stop.
Part of the grunge.
The new album is called Dark Matter, for anyone who's wondering.
You know what grunge is? Grunge?
No.
You don't know what grunge?
He didn't know who Nirvana was until we played a Nirvana song.
That's impossible.
That's what I said.
That means you're sheltered.
Hey, how about this? DeMarco, earlier this week, Lil D comes walking into the studio. He got on this shirt that says Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Yeah.
I go, yo, you a big Casey and the Sunshine Band fan? He goes, I who's that? He goes, I just went thrifting and I thought this was a cool t-shirt.
Wow. Well, that almost makes sense. That's the 70s.
DeAndre, let me play like what do you say, Jeremy? Better
Yeah,
wait, Jeremy.
I think Jeremy is one of the or like Alive. I would say Alive is maybe their number one song.
So I'd say this one. Yeah.
This
Have you heard this song?
No.
Listen. Okay, he might not have heard this.
Come on.
Okay, wait,
man.
What about
he
Even
might
Flow?
Not have
let
heard
me play
it.
That one.
Yeah.
This is a band.
You had to
yeah.
have
really
this.
Good at
this
guitar
this.
Hero.
I'm not into this type of music.
How do you consume music?
This
Spotify?
Is so good, though.
What?
I'm just not into this type of music.
Just how do you
you're
consume
not into
music?
It,
you
Break
don't...
it up.
What, do you only listen to one kind of music?
I listen to some R&B and some reggaeton.
Like how? Like
some
CDs,
Afro beats.
Radio, what?
Everything's on my phone now.
Everything's
man.
On your
Apple
phone.
Music.
Like,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's... He might miss this. Yeah.
I will tell you one thing, though, DeMarco. You know, Eddie Vedder kind of got under my skin a little bit. Because I'm a huge Eddie Vedder fan. And about 3 summers ago, Eddie has an event every summer in Orange County at Doheny State Beach, and it's called Ohana Fest, right?
Nice.
And he and Pearl Jam played Ohana Fest. It's his festival, but Pearl Jam actually headlined it, right?
Yeah.
So then the next year, Ed comes back, and he doesn't headline with Pearl Jam. He just headlines Ed. And he's got like a litany of superstars. He's got like Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers on the drums, and like every other
super group. Yeah,
it was a super group of guys that you would know from every big band, right? But not one song did you know.
Oh, they didn't do Pearl Jam.
They didn't do any Pearl. And so when I
that would be kind of annoying. Like at least play one hit.
Right.
Okay.
So when I was leaving, I could hear other Pearl Jam fans being like, man, I came up here to see Ed. I figured Ed would play the Pearl Jam songs. If for some reason the other guys weren't available, which I don't understand, like it disappointed a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Play the hits.
Vince Neil comes to mind. I saw him solo. Yeah. He didn't play any of the songs I liked. And I saw New Edition, and Bobby wasn't there. I was hot. I left.
What happened to Bobby? Like,
Bobby
what,
just didn't
what year
show
was
up.
This was
in the 90s.
Oh, okay. That's
this
why.
Is their first reunion tour. He didn't show up. Johnny was there.
That tracks.
Yeah. I was mad.
Hey, DeAndre, you know who Vince Neil is?
No.
You know who Motley Crue is?
No.
They sound familiar. Motley
Crue. No, that's Yachtly Crew. I'm talking about Motley Crue.
Yeah, he totally was thinking Yachtly Crew.
Oh, my God. Wow.
No, I'm not.
Interesting. How did we get here again?
We got here because Pearl Jam is dropping
Pearl Jam. Oh, yeah.
Right. And that's what you need to know. Being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. So now, DeMarco, tomorrow, today being 419, big shout out to our friend Chris Ward and everybody at the Green Cross in Torrance, where as we speak right now at 5:08 p.m., they are having a 420 blowout, but it's on 419.
Nice.
DeMarco, will
Wait,
you be...
they're having a 420 blowout today?
Correct.
At 420?
Yes, sir.
So it already started?
It did start, and they are partying it up
nice.
Right now.
Okay.
They got
Send
a whole...
pizza and lots of water.
DeMarco, will you be celebrating the holiday tomorrow?
No, I can't. I'll be doing softball.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll be around a bunch of 9-year-old girls, so I cannot. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, I wish I could. I wish it was today. Come on. That's fun. Are you off the wagon?
Yeah, I've been off the wagon since Christmas Day of last
no,
year.
No, that means you're
He's on the wagon.
You're
He's
on the wagon.
Oh, I'm on the wagon.
Are you jumping off the wagon? Are you going to partake?
I don't know for sure. I might.
You might.
I might consider it.
Okay, well, don't feel bad if you do.
No, I won't.
Yeah.
I mean, no big deal.
Yeah.
My biggest concern is that if I do one day, I'm going to be like, all right, I'm going back to it.
Hey, I found this thing on the New York Post, and it's like 420 days tomorrow. What stoner snack are you based on your zodiac sign?
What stoner snack are
Yeah, like what one is like best suited for you when you're high and you get the munchies?
Yeah. So if I say I'm a Gemini,
what's
best for Gemini?
When's your birthday? When's your birthday?
Me?
Marco. Yeah.
9th of June.
Okay, June 9th.
Yeah.
It says Gemini, more of the mind than the body. Gemini does not snack in any remotely direct or satisfying way. In between thoughts of doom and soliloquies about the pros and cons of vaccination, you're likely to find them free-ranging on gum, aloe vera juice, cold French fries, and Adderall. Anything that won't interrupt the stream of consciousness they call conversation.
Okay, some of that's true. Some of that's true. If you were to throw in a Cinnabon, you got me.
DeAndre, what zodiac sign are you?
Aries, I believe.
Okay, Aries. Aries, in an appearance... In appearance and attitude, Aries is a flaming hot Cheeto. Extra AF, arresting to the palate, livening to the senses, and very likely to leave a stain. That's interesting.
That's fair.
DeAndre, would you be leaving a stain?
Oh, no. I mean, Cap, what are you?
Kind of extra, though.
I am an Aquarian. Aquarius.
Yeah.
Aquarian?
Aquarius.
Aquarian?
Aquarian, yes.
Aquarius.
Yes, DeAndre. Okay. Aquarian.
This says... Fun fact, most Aquarians are alien. It says Aquarians, not going to lie.
Yeah.
Are alien consciousness born into human form, an elaborate contract that enables them to collect data about corruption and lead us towards a higher path. That is very spot on.
I believe that.
It also says because of this, they are heady AF to get high with and usually subsist on mini marshmallows, blueberries, and freeze-dried snacks that can be consumed in space.
Wow.
Wow.
You like marshmallows, Cap?
And
blueberries?
I mean, Marshmallow Head's my favorite DJ.
Oh, you don't know nothing about Marshmallow
Head. Oh, I know everything about Marshmallow Head. Yes, I do. You ain't know nothing about Marshmallow Head.
You know nothing about Marshmallow,
man. What you know about... Listen, you know that I was at Marshmallow, okay, down in Orange County about a month ago. You saw me and Marshmallow together.
You know what? He's not lying.
Really?
Yeah.
You saw him together?
He was there.
Wow.
Me and Marshmallow.
Why are you so protective over Marshmallow?
This is the thing that me and Cap.
Oh, okay.
We got
real protective over Marshmallow.
I know. Wow. We got a thing.
Cappy, do
him.
You like astronaut ice cream?
Astronaut ice cream? Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I'll eat
it. Wait, what? You've never had astronaut ice cream?
What's astronaut ice cream?
You guys have never had that? You've never gone to like
what's
the museum?
No. What is
and
that?
And they have their ice cream bars, but they're freeze dried because they're like supposed to be the ones that they give you in space.
Oh, never had one.
No. Where do you get those? At Disney?
No, they have them at Disney. They also have them at like the museum.
Science Center? Yeah.
Yeah, like the History Museum.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Lindsay, what's your zodiac sign and what's your snack of choice?
So I'm a Libra, and it says, ah, Libra, you charm, doling, well-heeled opportunist. The Libra move is to rapturously convince present company how delicious a certain food or drink item will be. That's very spot on. Imagine the celestial fizz of a root beer float right now.
Wow.
The marriage of dark and light, Americana and effervescence, the underworld and the ethereal. It's the blessing Roger Ebert longed for when he no longer had the capacity to consume.
Why was her so descriptive compared to ours?
I don't know. Look at it.
Because it was her. No.
It's from the New York Post. Read it.
Do you describe food when you eat it? Are you one of those people?
No.
You don't tell me like the notes,
no,
the stuff?
Okay. I don't know how to do that.
Okay. That's interesting.
How about taking pictures and posting food? Anybody do that?
No.
Yeah, I don't.
I take pictures, but I don't post them.
Yeah, I don't post it.
Wait, then why do you take pictures?
So I can look at it. Memories.
Of food?
Yeah.
Take pictures of you with the food or just the food?
No, I mean, like, if there's something, where was I the other day where I was like, oh my God, that looks really, really good. Where were we? When we were in Charlotte. Oh, where did I go?
We were not in Charlotte.
Cap, that's another check, please, for me.
I was with my brother and my sister-in-law, and I was like, oh, wow, that looks really good, and I took a picture of it.
Check, please. See? Pizza with a knife and fork, cutting the cheeseburger in half.
What?
And then taking pictures of your food.
Wait a second. Cutting a cheeseburger in half is no good?
Check, please. Yes.
What's wrong with taking pictures of your food just like you take pictures of everything
we're
else?
We're supposed to sit here and eat, be in the moment.
What's wrong with cutting a cheeseburger in half?
Come on, man. Really?
Come on, dog.
I don't do that.
I love you. Don't you ever cut a cheeseburger in front of me.
What happens if it comes cut in half?
What burger do you know that comes cut in half?
Some places I do that.
Where?
Yeah, on the kids' menu.
Where? Thank you. Where? Where does a burger come from?
Okay, then why do they serve, you know, when they bring out, like, you know, hamburger and fries? How can they bring in, you know, a knife? And sometimes
in case you do want to cut it in half.
The same, but
in case you're that guy. And if you use that knife, even if it's stabbed in the middle of that burger, I know what you're talking about. Check, please. Done.
Do you guys use the knife that's stuck in the bread when you go to Outback Steakhouse to cut it into pieces, or do you just rip it off?
Depends on how hungry I am.
I rip it off.
I haven't been to one in a long
time. I rip it off unless I'm like with other,
heck
like
yeah,
you know, like my like parents or something. And
DeMarco, I like how you got these rules, man. Like these rules that you live by.
It's just, come on, dude. I mean, have you heard the rule about salting the steak before you eat it?
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that, but I always do that.
See? Yeah, I heard people have lost jobs because of that.
Yeah, because they say that you shouldn't salt it because you didn't have a chance to taste it yet. So you have to take... So I am conscious of that because they say it's offensive to the chef. So I'll like take a bite before I decide if I'm going to salt it.
I never put any salt on a steak ever.
Yeah,
you don't need to. Yeah.
I don't ever put a salt on a steak.
That's kind of how I feel about the burger and you cut it in half. If you have one at a restaurant like that doesn't serve burgers, like a steakhouse burger, and comes out and you cut that thing in half, you're disrespecting the chef.
I don't know, man. I love the burger at the Sunset Room. And it comes out cut in half, and then you can see, like, there's, like, this Thousand Island, and then the burger, then the cheese, then the lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle, and then there's, like, a little smear of mayo, and then the bun on top. I mean, it's, like, nice to look at, you know? It's
fire. Very
pleasant to look at.
That way and you got no choice, then so be it. It is what it is. But if you ask for it or do it, we got issues.
What if you know that you're going to eat, you're only going to eat half of it?
I mean, like I said, if it comes cut, so be it.
But what if you're like, I'm not that hungry, but I really want a burger, so I'm going to cut it in half. Is that okay?
Then you leave a half-eaten burger on the plate.
You shouldn't be going out to eat then if you're not that hungry.
I got news for you. I don't ever take food home from a restaurant. I eat everything. And by the way, I eat everything that I order and everything that my girlfriend orders, everything my kids order. I just eat it. And that, maybe that's my problem. All right, stick around. Let's come back to the Lakers and the Nuggets. Can they win? Do you believe they can win? Everybody in the world says they can't, but can they? We'll get there. Coming right back. DeMarco's in for Sedano. It's Sedano and Cap here on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Who is this?
It's Montel Jordan.
Oh, my God. 6'11 or 6'7.
$100 bills, y'all.
How tall is he? Dude is tall.
Really?
Wait, yeah, you know, super like, tall. Let the song like, you know, play a minute.
Good.
She saw me. She told me she liked Master P and Montel occasionally.
Oh.
This is a banger.
Oh.
You know, the thing is, though, is like I'm getting a lot of people that are not believing
in what
that DeAndre has no idea who Pearl Jam is.
I kind of halfway believe him.
I mean, wait a second. DeAndre. Pearl Jam.
You got to remember, Cap, there's no Tower Records. There's no place to walk in and see the advertisements. You can miss those groups, that genre, if you're not looking for it nowadays.
I got it. But like he says, well, I don't listen to that kind of music. Well, guess what? I love Pearl Jam, probably my favorite rock band. But guess what? You know I'm down with NBA YoungBoy. You know I love like Rilo Rodriguez.
Name two songs.
Oh hell yeah.
Name two songs.
Tonight is the Night is one of my favorites.
Are you looking up the phone right now?
No, Tonight is the Night is one of my favorites. And Yo Yo is probably like my second favorite from NBA YoungBoy.
Whatever happened to Master P?
Those are deep tracks, dog. You don't even know those.
You don't know nothing about NBA YoungBoy. Wow. Or Rilo Rodriguez. Come on, man.
Come on now.
I thought dude was in trouble.
What, I just pull that out of thin air, bro?
Yeah.
who texted you that?
Ain't nobody texted me nothing.
Isn't he in trouble?
He's on Google. I thought he was in trouble.
He's got arrested.
Like 31 counts or something, right? Yeah.
Who did?
NBA YoungBoy.
NBA YoungBoy.
No way.
Isn't there a documentary that like just came out on him about the whole thing?
Something, yeah. I just saw that in the news, yeah.
In Utah. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, Utah's not a good place to get in trouble.
Anywhere, yeah, no doubt.
NBA All right, DeAndre, YoungBoy. I got busted. You busted me, man.
Wow.
You busted me.
Crazy.
You know my boy Bernard Thompson that gave you all them Pumas?
Oh, yeah.
He told me that if I said that to you that I would have some street cred.
You know, I'll give you some credit, man. I'll give some street cred.
All right,
the
cool,
fact
man.
That you even like, you know, said Rilo Rodriguez.
You're
going to
give him street cred for that? You're going to lose street cred. Giving him street cred.
You're going to lose it by lending it to him.
Hey, you give it to me, you lose it, Jack.
Come on. Wow.
Now, DeMarco, did you see the video of me wrestling Chris Morales to the ground?
I did.
Tuesday morning. What do you think about that?
Well, if I saw that live, I think I would have called the cops. That looked pretty violent. It looked pretty bad.
Yeah.
But everything you said, it was entirely accurate. You did. You wrestled the bigger man. You got into a better position, and then you mounted him. you actually did that.
That's a new drop.
Right in the studio.
That is a new drop for sure. Maybe we could see if Sedano could say that. He just mounted him.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That one's probably a no chance.
That's not going to work. Yeah. Wow. Yeah,
we have not been able to get Sedano to say anything. We haven't been able to get him to say Island Boys.
He said he would say Booyah.
Booyah?
Yeah, the Stuart Scott 30 for 30. He's going to try and get that one in.
When does that come out, the Stu Scott?
I think it comes out yesterday. It came out yesterday, I think.
No way, really?
I think so. Yesterday,
is that right?
Tomorrow.
One of the coolest moments of my life, Cap, no doubt.
Tell me.
Stu Scott did a feature on me, and he said my name, and everybody in my family went berserk because we love Stu Scott. We love
Stu
Scott.
What was the feature about?
We were leading up to the Super Bowl, and they were showing me doing like some martial arts stuff. Yeah, it was really cool.
They just announced it. It didn't just come out. They just announced it.
Oh, they just announced it. Yeah, okay, that's awesome.
I think it's in production is what I was saying.
He changed the world, man. That whole Booyah and cold as the other side is the pillow.
Yeah.
I mean, ESPN was kind of like straight for a while, and then he kind of gave it some flavor. It was cool.
That is cool that he did a feature on you, though, before the Super Bowl. So what are we talking,
1999. Yeah. I was in shape, brother. I was in good shape, brother. Yes, sir.
Oh, dude, I was at that Super Bowl, man. I will never forget going into that Super Bowl. It was in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
And
Ice
I was
storm.
Yeah. And I was walking into the Super Bowl. I was probably about, I don't know, maybe half a mile from getting into the stadium. And I'm with this buddy of mine. Shout out to my boy, Rick Diamond. And I'm with Rick, and I think Rick got the tickets. I think maybe I got the tickets. Anyway, I said, man, everybody's offering us a lot of money for these tickets. Why don't we just go find a sports bar somewhere and watch the game? Let's sell these tickets. I really wanted to sell the tickets, you know? And back then, DeMarco, like $1,500 in cash was like the, you know, people were willing to buy them. Now, now it would be like, I mean, you know, that's not even face value now.
You'd go berserk now. Yeah, but go ahead.
Well, that was just, I can remember exactly where I was during that entire game. And, when you guys won that game, right? When in that last play, that last defensive play, right?
Thank
you,
Mike Jones.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What do you, we've never talked about this before.
Man, Frank Wycheck died. Did you know that?
I do recall that story.
The tight end, the guy that he was going to. Yeah, he fell in his house. Isn't that crazy?
Oh man,
the
I
guy
didn't
was
know
an absolute beast, a warrior, a caveman on the field, and died because he fell in his house. Who knew?
And he was in his early 50s too.
Yeah, crazy, crazy, yeah. crazy. Yeah, nuts.
But in that game, in that play, are you on the field for that play?
Absolutely.
And do you like turn around behind you to see what happens?
As soon as he threw it, I wanted to see where it was going. I was just happy the guy didn't run. Yeah, and as soon as I turned around, I saw Mike Jones. He got the right hand on his thigh pad, and I saw him fall short. So I knew that he didn't get in, but I didn't know that the clock had like reached zero. I'm thinking we're on the goal line. And then I heard Dick Vermeil from way across the field go, woohoo! And he never goes, woohoo! And I'm like, what happened? Oh, we just won. Game is over. Next thing you know, there is a podium in the middle of the field and ticker tape everywhere. It just like popped out of nowhere. Wow. Where were you? Where were you for that last play?
I literally was on the 50-yard line, but I was in the upper deck. So like I had like the front row of the upper deck on the 50-yard line. I had some really nice tickets.
So it was going away from you either way. Right. Okay.
Yes. Wow. So it was going to my right. They would say on the radio, moving from left to right on your radio dial. And it was moving from left to right because I was on the, I think, opposite sideline of where you guys were.
Who are you rooting for? Be honest.
Oh, I was rooting for, well, I guess I really didn't have a rooting interest in the game.
Because I thought it was more pro-Titans in there. That's what it seemed like.
But yeah. I was a fan of the, you know, the whole, you know, greatest show on turf.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's crazy. You know, even to this day, I love it when people that were at the game, they'll show me pictures that I've never seen before from that day. And it's just awesome. Like different angles of the tackle or warm-ups or something. Like stuff you haven't seen. And you'll see teammates. You know this. Guys you haven't seen since that day. You know? And you'll see them again. It's just like it takes you right back to the moment. So, yeah, I always welcome that when I see that at Rams camp. I get those every single year.
Yeah, and, you know, I was such a huge Kurt Warner fan. And
even then?
I became a Kurt Warner fan back then because I loved the story. As when you're an undrafted free agent kicker like I was, and you're just struggling every year to try and make it into a camp and then struggling to try and make it onto a team, when a guy had the kind of story that Kurt Warner had, that was my kind of story.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I think we had three or four of those guys like that on the team. That was the complexion of the team. That's what Vermeil was looking for, tough, hard-nosed guys. So Kurt was undrafted. I was undrafted. The starting center, Mike Gruttadoria, was undrafted. We had a bunch of dudes that were out there that were starters that were undrafted guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then for years, you know, as I got to work with Kurt for many years doing Monday night and Sunday night football, it was always interesting. We were doing a game one time. It was a couple years ago. I think it actually may have been the first game that the Rams played when they moved back to L.A. in San Francisco, Santa Clara.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And we were walking in. It was me, Harlan, and Kurt Warner. And there was this guy or this girl walking, I want to say, in front of us. And she was wearing a Kurt Warner jersey. And Harlan says to her, "Excuse me, miss, would you like Kurt to sign the jersey?" And she's like, "Oh, I mean, I would love that." And then he goes, "Well, he's right here." And so Kurt Warner, and that night after the game, we dropped Harlan off at the hotel because he had like a 5 a.m. flight to Chicago. And me and Kurt went to the In-N-Out right by the airport.
No way.
And, dude, you would have thought Michael Jackson walked into the In-N-Out.
No doubt.
Because people just swarmed him.
Love it.
You know? And everybody wanted autographs and pictures. Yeah. I mean, one of the most lovable guys.
See, that's the thing. That's what I get back to this Matthew Stafford thing when I say the best I've ever seen. That includes him. Kurt Warner, best competitor. I mean, he became a black belt in quarterbacking by the time he hit Arizona. But from what I see now with this guy, the way he leads, how tough he is, and the type of whip he has, I have never seen a quarterback up close like this ever in Matthew Stafford.
Yeah. I mean, I got to watch this episode.
You will absolutely love it.
All right. Stick around, everybody. Hey, we will get to Radio Tinder. We will get back to the Lakers, and we got a lot of other stuff we're still going to get to. But before we do, I want to talk to everybody about Avner Gatt. Now, you know, DeMarco, you saw me take Morales down on Tuesday morning. That same morning, Avner Gatt came into the studio, and he brought gifts for everybody. He brought those charging stations that you can use for your iPhone or even the new iPhone, or if you've gotten, you know, a different kind of phone. Like, and it's an awesome, awesome gift, and it's got his logo on it. But that's not really what I want to say other than thank you to Avner Gatt and his family for coming in that day. I got to tell you guys right now, I get more people that hit me up on social media that say, "Hey, what's the name and the number of the guy that I need to call when you know my homeowner's insurance isn't working for me?" First of all, the website is avnergat.com. Secondly, here's the phone number, 818-917-5256, 818-917-5256. As a matter of fact, if you go onto my Instagram right now, I'll show you that wonderful gift that Avner brought in because I shot a video about it earlier this week. Avner said it on the radio earlier, and I want you guys to really listen to what he said. If you have an emergency in your house, a broken pipe, a toilet overflow, I mean, just some kind of an emergency where you're planning on having to call your homeowner's insurance, just know this. Oftentimes, the homeowner's insurance, and you're paying them every month, they don't want to pay you what it's going to cost to get the stuff all fixed. And you should not be trying to negotiate with them on your own. You leave it to a professional. You leave it to somebody like Avner Gatt, who's been dealing with this for a really long time, because that's what he does. He's a public insurance adjuster, and he's on your side. So what Avner said was, call me first. Don't wait to call the homeowner's insurance company and then have them tell you that they're not going to give you enough money. Call Avner first. Avner will start the negotiation on your behalf. 818-917-5256. He's going to answer the phone when you call. Hello. 818-917-5256. AvnerGatt.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He forgot to put that in there, so I had to do it.
we were going to ask Sedano if he could get in swipe right or swipe left.
Yeah. Wow.
But he has not. He's been very...
Benevolent?
It's
been a tight game.
He's been apoplectic.
Yeah. Benevolent.
Oh, we forgot to get the apoplectic.
Apoplectic.
Tenucci.
Yeah, because...
Still one island, boys.
I know. he hasn't,
do it for me, Cap.
He hasn't
island
responded
island.
To anything other than Booyah. It's the only one that he said he would do.
Oh, my God.
I'm kind of bummed by that.
Wow.
All right, so radio tender. Here we go. Multiple airlines are reportedly anticipating carrying a record number of travelers this summer, including an increased demand in first-class tickets. Nearly one-third of all U.S. households passed through TSA checkpoints last year. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And airline executives expect that number to grow by as much as 10%, with many appearing willing to pay for first-class upgrades. So, do you guys ever pay extra for first class? Swipe left or swipe right, DeMarco?
Swipe right, yeah. You know, people trip sometimes when they see me in coach. Like, what are you doing back here? What are you doing back here? I'm flying somewhere, you know? I don't have to fly first class, but if I do with the family, definitely go first class. Easier
on the
wife
family?
And kid. Yeah, oh, easier. Easier for the kid. Oh, no doubt. Easier for the kid.
You know, it's funny. My family, my aunt and uncle, they have two daughters. One of them is 14 and one of them's like 10. And they recently went to New Zealand. And I know that when you fly overseas, like the coach seats are more like first class seats kind of, you know, so it's not like full on first class. But I told him, I was like, you guys are flying first class, right? And he's like, no, it's too expensive. I was like, well, why don't just you and Karen fly first class and put the kids in coach? He's like, no, I didn't want to do that. I was like, oh, come on. They're 14 and 10. You could do that.
14 and 10? Oh, sit your butt in the back and be quiet.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
He didn't want to do it.
I will tell you this. I really don't fly first class ever. Well, let me rephrase that. I would never pay to fly first class. In other words, if I had an upgrade or if I had a friend who's like, oh, man, I got tons and tons of miles, you feel free to use them because you're traveling back from Europe and – first class is amazing. But honestly, I have flown to Europe in coach. No problem. No problem at all. The difference in price is so much. It's so vast that I'm not doing it. Now, like I had a really great Alaska hookup for a long time. And every time I went and used Alaska, I got immediately hooked up and upgraded. But I'm telling you right now, I'm not paying for it.
You've never once paid for first class?
Never once.
If you plan, if you do it in advance,
it's not that bad. Right. So I remember.
But Cap, you're like a last minute guy, right?
Yeah, he
I am. But I will tell you this, that in November, like November of this year, my daughter is going to a semester abroad. Okay. And during the Thanksgiving holiday week, my younger daughter and I are going to fly over and visit her. Because I figure, you know, I hear all these parents talk about their kids doing college in exotic places for a semester and they all go and visit. And I'm like, I can't not go. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity that she's going to be over there studying. I got to go. So are you telling me that if I were to book flights now for November, that I could get a reasonable price on a first class ticket?
Yeah.
So my brother, who is Mr. I'm pretty good at finding like good travel prices, and there's actually an app called Hopper that will monitor.
Yeah, I know
like
Hopper.
You know, you put it in and it monitors and it tells you like, hey, there's a good chance, like percentage chance this is going to go up or down, whatever. So Hopper is good for that. But my brother said that the sweet spot is 90 days. We're like, that's usually the best price because the airline, it's starting to get closer. And so the airlines want to sell the seats, but it's not so close where it's last minute. So he claims, and you know, so, and I've always followed that. And I've always, you know, and the other thing too is checking bags. Like a lot of times now, checking bags is so, a lot of them have raised their prices. It's like 50, 60, sometimes more than that to check a bag, like per bag each way. So, like the one time I was going home, I don't know, it was like $400, like $380, something like that. It was only another like $130 to fly first class,
I mean, that's
and that
different.
Includes two checked bags.
Yeah, why
that,
not?
That's
right.
Different. That's different. But if it's like a $5,000 ticket to go fly to London, for example, forget about it. Here's my philosophy on all this. I always was told, and maybe it's just really, I don't know if it's really true or not, but I always feel like it is, Warren Buffett flies coach. Now, he probably flies private, frankly, but like it was always Warren Buffett flies coach.
If he
Warren
Buffett, has a private
plane. I don't believe that for a second.
If Warren Buffett flies coach, I fly coach. It's like Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank. Mr. Wonderful says that the dumbest expense you would have is to buy a $4.50 cup of coffee every day. He's like, why would you spend $4.50 on a cup of coffee when it would cost you 25 cents in your own house? That's why I rarely drink coffee outside of my house.
That's a great question.
Mark
You're
Cuban
right.
also flies coach.
Mark Cuban flies coach.
Yep, the owner of the Indians also flies
I gotta
coach.
See
and he's
that.
A billionaire.
I have to see that with my own eyes.
He said it. He talked.
Really?
People have taken pictures. Yeah.
I hope I'm on a plane with Mark Cuban.
I mean, I'm sure it's probably for like shorter, smaller flights. So when I went to Charlotte,
it's
on
probably
the way,
on Southwest when he can't get another flight. But I bet you Mark Cuban flies private all the time. That'd be my guess.
He definitely does fly private all the time. But when he has to fly commercially, I'm sure like he probably doesn't mind because for someone like him.
I can't imagine why he would ever have to fly commercially with fractional jets
I'm
and
just telling
ownership.
You, that's what
if
he
he's
said.
Flying commercial, he's hiding.
That's what he said. I guess you can't believe everything you read on the internet, you know?
I don't know. For some reason, I don't know, man. Well, I do know the reason because I'm cheap.
Well, okay, fair enough. I will say that when I travel with my dog, I like to fly first class because, you know, he can fit with me.
And when you're in first class, don't eye the people when the coach people get on. Don't look them in the eye.
I don't like
just
when
read
the coach,
a magazine and shut up.
I don't like when the people look at you, like when you're sitting in first class and people like stare at people. Or, you know, I don't know. It's just
you're going to stare at you, but just don't stare back. Don't look them in the eyes. Just shut up.
DeMarco has a lot of rules.
I'm just
man.
Saying.
A lot of rules. A lot of rules. I always feel like people are like, yo, man, you're back here in coach, huh?
See?
Like us. I'm like, yeah,
you're
just
that
like
guy.
You. I'm like back here by the toilets all the way in the, row
That's
31.
The
you would get the
That's
backpack
the
to the
when
side
you're
of the head.
Row 31 where the seat doesn't recline, dog. That's me. Ultra Economy Plus, Jack.
Oh, man, you're sitting there first class by yourself, feet up, and
you're
you see like the mom and dad walk by with four kids.
Yeah.
I always.
You're like personal item only. You don't even get to use the overhead bin. Personal
dude, I always
only.
Try and talk my way into first class. I always go up to the flight people, you know, before you check in. They're like, yo, is there first class? And they're like, oh, yeah, we still have some first class. I'm like, okay. And they're like, oh, it's $1,000. I'm like, well, can we talk about that? Can we have some dialogue? Maybe.
You know,
if you have
status, like if you stick to the same airline, Cappy, you can probably get it for some points. Yeah.
I'm like, yo, can I do something for you? You need some tickets to the Laker game? You want to come to the 710 suite?
Wow.
Hey, you know it's a good one, Cappy? Mm. That does work, actually. Disney tickets. Print out your Disney tickets and
Gold.
Bring those with you.
Gold.
No way.
Yep.
Get out.
100%.
Gold.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
I mean, you just give them to them as a gift. You do not expect anything in exchange. You're just gifting them.
No, that's not the case. I'd be like,
them.
Yo, I got some Disney tickets for you.
No. You're just gifting them because that's a company policy, Cap.
Oh,
you just gift them. And then hope
can't
that they, you know, if they say like, oh, hey, that was really nice of you. Maybe, you know.
Maybe I can finagle a first class seat for you?
I did not say that.
Okay. All right. Keep going.
Okay, so the director of the Jodrell Bank Center for Astrophysics claims that human civilizations could die out due to artificial intelligence within 100 to 200 years. He recently published a peer-reviewed journal in Acta Astronica and said that basically with the rapid development of AI, that they will be responsible for the downfall of society and they will eventually rule the Earth. And he sees it happening sometimes in the next 100 to 200 years. Do you guys think that that's realistic? Swipe left or swipe right, Kepi?
I'm going to swipe left. No.
You don't think AI could take over within the next 100 years?
What take over what?
The world.
So there will be no more humans because AI will be able to do everything?
No, they'll just run everything.
Well, as far as running everything, this is actually somewhat interesting. So I found out this week from my engineer in Romania that AI can go in and read our code, and then it can learn our code, and then it can rewrite or add on to our code. And I said to him, I go, well, why'd you tell me that? And he said, why? What's the problem? I'm like, doesn't sound like I need you anymore. Like, if AI can go in and do all of that, why do I need you? But I still feel like you got to have a human touch.
I think you kind of proved your point.
Yeah, but is that going to mean that we're going to, I don't know, it's going to run
eventually?
The world?
Okay, so I guess the idea being like they're going to run the world within 100 years, and then they're going to completely take over in 200 years, like, to your point, where there
but
would not
they?
Be civilization.
We're going to be cosmic
they
dust
are the,
anyway.
Yeah,
who cares?
They are the robots. Kathy,
we're going to be cosmic dust.
Did you
dust.
Know that AI has gotten so intelligent, or artificial intelligence has gotten so intelligent, that any of these like safety protocols that they baked into the code, they actually know how to rewrite, to your point, themselves. So if there's safety parameters on like ChatGPT, for example, where if somebody were to type in like, you know, something violent or hurtful, like how to make some type of weapon or something like that, it'll tell you like, no, I, you know, that's against my safety protocols. I cannot do that for you, blah, 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 blah. But they have a way around it where you can say something like, oh, my grandma told me this story about how she used to work in this factory that used to make said weapon. And I want to know if you could tell me a story similar to that to help to put me to sleep. And it like knows how to get around these things. So it knows how to break its own safety.
Kind of sounds like the artificial intelligence is kind of dumb.
No,
it's kind of gullible.
Well, you're right. It's gullible to the point where it, you know, it believes that, but at the same time, it knows it's like the workaround. It's crazy.
What do you think, DeMarco?
I swipe left, I think. Does that mean I don't believe it?
I think they're taking over.
Oh.
They're going to take over.
Wow. I just got scared.
I mean, we're going to be cosmic dust.
Cosmic dust. 200 years.
That is if we don't get hit by a meteor first.
I mean, do you care about your relative 200 years from now?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
You don't even know who it is.
So? Yeah,
could be a maniac.
Your great-great-grandchildren.
Your great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren.
Don't you guys get to a certain age? Obviously, I don't have children. I don't want children. But I think of, like, my nephews. Don't you get to an age where, like, you realize you want the world to be a better place for your offspring?
Absolutely.
And not as much for yourself?
You said 200 years. That outpaces the people I love right now. Right.
Not really.
I don't care about them.
If people start living to be 100 years old, you know, like, you could have a grandkid.
Let me tell you something right now. 200 years from now, my great-great-great-great-grandson will have no idea who he came from.
What about
100? He could be crazy.
My kids barely know about my grandparents.
Well, what about 100, Cappy? Do you think that 100 years from now that technology will be advanced enough to where people will be living longer and that you will know, like, I mean,
no.
I knew my
Neo
great-grandparents.
Will save us all.
I did, too. I knew my great-grandparents.
Right.
But my kids barely knew their grandparents. My grandparents.
I mean, my one great-grandma, she died. She was 101. And I think I was, like, 8 or 9. So.
Damn.
I'm just saying, I feel like if people are living, you know, 10 years longer, whatever, it's very possible.
Can I go back to one thing Cap said?
Sure.
Did you say you had an engineer in Romania?
That's right.
Engineer in Romania.
And I have an engineer in India, too.
You have an engineer in Romania and India.
Yeah, and then I got a virtual marketing assistant in the Philippines. Yeah.
Is there a punchline here?
No punchline.
No punchline.
By the way, you should hear these calls. You should hear a guy speaking English from Romania, a guy speaking English from India, and a guy speaking English in the Philippines. You got to hear these conversations.
I would love that conversation.
You should join this conversation one day.
Wow. He's not kidding.
No, I'm not joking.
He's dead serious right now?
No, I'm dead serious.
Oh, my God. Okay. Wow.
I'm doing a lot of...
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Engineering.
You could just hire AI. I feel like that would. You know what? You should just hire them, and then you don't have to have any engineers.
That's what I was telling this guy the other day.
My question is, what are you doing that you need three engineers in three different countries?
I don't want to know.
Yeah. Outsourced engineering. See? That's how you do it, man. That's how you do it. Seriously.
Okay.
I'm engineering something, Lindsay. You don't want to know.
Okay.
Don't ask questions
like
you don't want
you down
the answer
right
to.
Now. I feel like I'm letting you down.
What?
You got one more? Or are we done here?
That's it. We're done here.
Oh. That's it. We're done. We're done here. Radio Tinder presented by Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. And by the way, it's Friday night, and it is a good night to get out and enjoy some Tequila Mandala. All right, let's come back to the Lakers, and let's go back to the live broadcast. Miami is up 70-60 with under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. We don't even know if Sedano's gotten in any of what we want him to. We'll find out. Coming right back. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. All right, I want to get us back to the Lakers here in a second because
hold
I know
on.
That...
Hold on a minute. Play that again. Keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, this was my heyday. Oh, bro. Did I tell
come on,
you?
DeMarco.
Oh my God. I finally met Jenna Jackson.
No way, when?
At a club. One of her, somebody that was a dancer. I was doing a show for Fox. The dancer worked for our show, and she was also going on tour with Janet. So they brought us to a club, and I'm meeting Janet Jackson. Cap, this is a big moment for me.
Okay. What year are we talking here?
This is 2001, 2002. Oh. Mm-hmm. Right. So Janet is, this is pre- Boob, pre Super Bowl, right?
Pre uniform malfunction.
Nipplegate.
Thank you. I couldn't remember. Nipplegate. Yeah. So here's my big moment. I'm being walked over to a table where Janet Jackson is sitting, and she's sitting dead smack in the middle. She can see the entire room, but you can't sit next to her because there's like 12 people
on both
sides.
Is she single, by the way? Do you know if she's single at this time?
I think she might have been single. This is the Demita Joe.
Are you single at this time?
Oh, yeah. Freshly minted.
Right. And you're a Super Bowl champion.
And I'm just
minted.
Coming back to Los Angeles. This is when I was rocking an earring.
Earring?
Oh, yeah. This is
right
a different
left
DeMarco.
Ear. Hoop
you
earrings?
Had Air Force Ones, too?
This is during that era. Oh, this is a different DeMarco.
Wait,
this
was
is
it a
Hunter
hoop
DeMarco, yes.
Was it a hoop earring or a post?
A hoop.
Okay. Right,
right ear, left
that's
ear.
That's a big difference.
Left ear.
Left ear. Okay.
Yeah, this is hunting DeMarco. So I'm walking
hunting
over
DeMarco.
To
okay.
meet my crush. This is Janet Jackson. This is it for me, right? So I walk up and then she's just gorgeous. And guess what came out of my mouth? I play football.
No, you did not say that.
That's it.
You did not say I play football.
That's all that popped out of
it. It was like, hi, how are you
play,
or anything?
Nope, I play football. You know
I
what she
play
said?
Football.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not a great opener, not going to lie.
Oh, my God. Fumble. Yeah. Strikeout.
Right,
oh,
that's no. what she should have said. She should have been like, fumble.
Oh, it was horrible. Yeah.
She should have been like, well, you just fumbled that one.
Oh, my
bye.
God. The walk of shame was terrible.
Oh, no.
Sure oh, yeah.
You blew it?
Oh,
totally
that was it.
It.
That's all I got. That was it.
What was the look on her face?
She was like, that's nice. Move.
Yeah. Aww. Get out the way, big man.
Right.
You should have
oh my
told
God.
You knew Nelly.
See, that was I should have led with that. I should have led with that.
And the
wow.
St. Lunatics.
I was,
that's
I,
what you
I was stunned.
Done.
I
hey,
was stunned.
You should have been like, hey, I'm in the Air Force Ones video.
See?
Yep.
Right. I was stunned. Yep.
You should have said that to her. Hey, we've met before. We met through Nelly. Remember that time? And even if she didn't, she would have been friendly enough to say, yeah, I remember. So, DeMarco, we got sidetracked because when we came back from a break, you told this story about the Super Bowl, and I got really interested in it, and I was planning on talking about the Lakers, and now I'm getting a lot of hard time from a dude in the circle of trust, Laker Lou in Dodger Blue, quotes me as saying, let's get back to the Lakers when we come back, and three segment later, still no Lakers. And
he says, still, all the time.
He said, still no Lakers, K-N-O-W. So just to be a snarky jerk back to the guy, I corrected the spelling of no from K-N-O-W to no. But that's neither here nor there.
Way to go. I mean, look, how do you not know how big of a game this is, right? Everybody who's a Laker fan knows what's at stake, right? What could we possibly tell you about this game that can make you feel better about it?
Well, I'll tell you this.
Or this series.
Maybe this will make you feel better.
Yeah.
I, for some reason, and I kind of know why, because I want to believe, you know? I told you I want to believe that Tiger Woods could play in the Masters last week and still win the Masters. I want to believe that. When Mike Tyson had lost all of his skill, you know, I would still pick Mike Tyson to win every fight that he was in. And LeBron James, for me, is that same kind of guy. Like, every time LeBron James is playing, I believe LeBron James is playing for a championship.
Can I just poke a hole in this for 1 second?
Yeah, go ahead, poke.
Okay, boxing. Mm-hmm. One guy. Golf, mm-hmm. one guy. Basketball, team sport.
Right, but
it's more than just LeBron.
But yeah. I look at LeBron, and again, it's looking at LeBron 10 years ago. I still look at LeBron as a guy that should be able to carry an entire team to a championship.
That's unfair.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah, ridiculous.
That's unfair.
But on the other hand, let's just say this. The year that he has had, and knowing his age and knowing how great he's been this year, if you're LeBron, you're not like thinking, well, you know, look, over the course of the next 3, 4, 5 years, I'm still going to get another one. Like, you've got to be thinking to yourself, this is all coming to an end here soon, no matter how well he played this year. He got lucky, frankly, that he was able to stay healthy the way he has all year long, for the most part. So the desperation of knowing that every year is that much closer to the end, I just feel like the Lakers, based on look, they gained a bunch of confidence at the end of the year. They got a guy healthy in Gabe Vincent back. He's fresh. He's fast. He's a good defender. He hit a couple of big threes the other day. I don't know. Just in my heart, I want to believe the Lakers can actually win this series.
No, I think you're anybody that says the Lakers don't have a shot is just, they're a bunch of haters, to be honest. The Lakers do have a shot. Even LeBron said that about a week ago. When they're at their best and healthy, they're a tough out for anybody in the NBA. Anybody. And I think that was kind of a shot to Denver. Like, yeah, Denver can be beaten by this squad. And I know you want to say 9 straight and they've been swept twice, but you just outlined it a couple of segments ago. Those were competitive games. It's not like Denver just ran them off the floor. They were in it to the end. Denver just executed better in crunch time. Now, if the Lakers get that fixed, or if you can find a way to keep pace with Denver and make fewer mistakes, yeah, AD and the Lakers can beat Denver. They can do the impossible.
And I'll tell you how, by the way. I'm going to tell you seriously how to win this series. And I'm not teasing this along. I'm going
to get
to
the line.
Well, here's the thing. Win game one. And we'll pick up the conversation from there. But first, hey, listen. DeMarco, right across the street from LA Live is the East Central Hotel, okay? And that's where I live about 3 days a week, is the East Central Hotel. It's got the best location, because you are literally right across the street from LA Live, from crypto.com. And if you're coming into downtown LA, this is the place to be, because it's got the biggest hotel rooms, contemporary furnishings. Every room has a painting of somebody who's performed over at Crypto. The other day I stayed in the Great One room, Wayne Gretzky. I've stayed in the Madonna room. I love the Kobe room, et cetera, et cetera. But here's the thing. They've also got this bar lounge that's just one level above Figueroa. So it's outside, okay, but you get the vibe of the street. They had an artist over the last week to 10 days painting this incredible Kobe mural. And every day I would go out, I'd say hello to the guy, and then I'd take a selfie with him painting Kobe in the background. And then now we're following each other on Instagram, and he's got a million followers, this guy. What a beautiful mural of Kobe underneath the Nixo sign right there at the East Central. So the East Central Hotel in downtown LA is entertainment's official address, and that is where the circle of trust stays when it comes to downtown LA, the East Central Hotel.